T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. John Davidson, who is the Section Chief, Department of Radiology, University Hospitals of Cleveland, and Associate Professor, Case Western School of Medicine.
Other than that, what has he done?
Whatever. He's still a Steelers fan in the heart of Browns country. Before we get serious with the vaccine talk, just curious, what was the reaction to the Browns beating the Steelers back-to-back?
Yeah.
And then going into the playoffs. That must have been wild up there.
Well, complete elation. I mean, elation. And, you know, COVID tempers a lot of those celebrations. But, I mean, people were setting fireworks off in my neighborhood.
You live in a pretty nice neighborhood, too.
Here's the crazy part. Apparently, the Steelers have interviewed former head coach Hugh Jackson with the Browns as maybe an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, not a big fan of that move.
Quick pick for the weekend, Doc. Bills or Chiefs?
Depends if Mahomes plays. If Mahomes plays, Chiefs.
All right. And then what about the old guys?
Oh, gosh. Are we tired of seeing Brady in there already? I don't know. I mean, gosh, I see him winning it again. I don't know. I don't want to see it, but I see it.
Yeah, I do too. But I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers get in of the two. I don't want either of those. I'm not a big NFC guy. And then I want Buffalo or Kansas City. I want AFC to win it all, but we'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, curious in Ohio, because you're probably aware of the issues in Pennsylvania, just distribution. Now, they have realigned who's eligible to get the vaccine, but getting it is a real problem right now. What's it like in Ohio?
Well, it's a problem. It's a problem in every state in the union, really. But it's getting better. I think that the numbers are trending better as the days go on. As you probably know, we've given close to a million doses a day across the country, 900 and whatever it is, 70,000. So, and the president's plan is to have 100 million immunizations within 100 days. And that's a little bit of underachievement right now. We need to strive for more than that, because the one factor that you have to remember is this: people are starting to get their second doses now. So we're going to need even more. So that 1 million really should translate to 2 million at some point, because we're going to be inoculating two different sets of two sets of people getting their second dose. But I'm very confident. I mean, we have the Johnson & Johnson, which will hopefully be released in March, they're saying, and that's going to be one dose if that goes well. And then we also have the AstraZeneca looming out there as well. So if all these things start to come out, we're going to really relieve a lot of these bottlenecks. But, this all comes down to federal government, state governments, local governments. Everyone's just not on the same page.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. West Virginia and Alaska lead the nation, followed by North Dakota, South Dakota, Florida, and Connecticut. But Pennsylvania, just under 4% inoculated so far with the first dose. And Ohio, slightly behind. We're right about even, 3.89% as well. So, I mean, there's two different schools of thoughts on how they manage things, but very, very similar outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get people vaccinated quickly, and we need to all be on the same page. And I think you're going to start seeing production ramp up. I mean, the Defense Act's going to be instituted. FEMA's going to be involved. You probably saw Amazon has now chimed in saying they're going to help, and the state of Washington. So I think it's all hands on deck. And, you know, as the weather, again, I'll keep saying this, but as the weather starts to get nicer, we need to get out of this winter. We're going to start to see the seasonality of this decrease in a little bit anyways. And then on top of that, we introduce more vaccines and getting more people vaccinated. It can only lead to better things. Now, when we reach herd immunity, that's the big question. And that's a little sobering because we might not reach herd immunity till the end of the year or the beginning of next year. But we don't need herd immunity to achieve complete herd immunity to go to start going back to normal. And that's what we're going to start seeing. I think by the summer, we're going to start seeing restrictions loosened up a little bit. And it's not going to be like a light switch or a fairy tale ending. It's going to be a gradual return to normalcy.
We're with Dr. John Davidson, Case Western School of Medicine and University Hospitals of Cleveland. Curious, now you had your first shot. You said you're getting your second one next week. A, how was it when you got the first one? And then B, how long after the second one till you're as good as it, you know, 95% as we've been told it will be?
So the first dose for me was completely inconsequential. A sore arm for a day or two, maybe felt a little bit tired the next day, but that's about it. I have heard of people getting some skin reactions or localized allergic reactions at the site, maybe a low-grade fever, that's about it. Everybody gets monitored for 15 minutes afterwards per CDC guidelines to look for allergic reactions. Now the second dose, they say, because your immune system's going to be even ramped up even more, you might get a little bit sicker. Again, body aches, malaise, maybe low-grade fevers, things like that. But that's all good. That means your immune system is really revving up. When you're protected after the second dose, they say 10 to 14 days. That's when you should be as protected as you can be. Now, again, we got to think of this vaccine as we know, we're pretty confident, you know, that these vaccines have 95, 94% efficacy rates in protecting you, but we do not still understand what that means for transmissibility. So just because I get vaccinated and you're not vaccinated, I could still potentially spread the virus to you even though I'm protected.
Right.
That's why it's so important for everybody to get vaccinated, or at least as many people as possible.
Yeah, and on average, 912,000 people getting vaccinated each day, but 53% of the vaccines, 54% are being held back. They're not being distributed. Is there any one particular reason why not?
I just think, again, what I said, I think it's the local, state, and federal governments just not all on the same page. I mean, we had a case, I don't know if you read about this, but in Columbus, somebody wasted almost 1,000 doses because the refrigeration system wasn't monitored appropriately. So we see things like this happening, but, you know, it's all coming down to what are the guidelines, what are the distribution guidelines. Local and state and federal governments all have to be on the same page. You know, is it going to be 65 and higher? Is it 75 and higher? You just saw the phase 1B now is including 65 and higher, but we're having trouble getting even the 75 and higher vaccinated. There's stories, I have a father that lives in Florida. There's stories of people lined up on lawns in front of drugstores waiting to get, you know, vaccinations for hours. So even though they're vaccinating more down there, they're still having some problems, and there's a lot of elderly down there.
Yeah, we heard a lot of people. Marty Griffin, our host 9 to noon, said he had heard that people were taking vaccine vacations to go to Florida just to get the vaccine. I don't know how true that is. Or in West Virginia, just to our south, did a great job of distribution. So it'll be interesting, and there are still a lot of people, Doc, as you know, that are reluctant to get the vaccine. And I say it doesn't help. Every time they mention the word vaccine, they show this giant needle going into somebody's arm on TV. I told them, stop doing that. We know what a vaccine is. Stop it, please.
Well, it's not a giant needle. I know what you're saying. But, yeah, I think that's a little counterproductive. But, you know, they're just trying to show and set an example, saying this person's getting vaccinated. But you're right. Every clip shows a needle in somebody's arm.
Wait until prostate exams are mandatory.
Yeah.
That's
we don't
funny.
We don't want to see that.
Before you go, just describe what herd immunity means so that we all have a better understanding.
So herd immunity basically means when the vast majority, a certain defined population of the society, has immunity. So it's a little, you know, controversial on what, how much that means exactly. A lot of people say as low as 60, as high as 80%. Dr. Fauci puts it at 80%. Some people say 60 to 70%. But you need a vast, or at least a majority of the population, to get vaccinated, which then means that the general population is quote-unquote immune. Basically, if enough people are vaccinated, enough people have developed immunity to it, the virus can then be kind of put off. You know, it's still going to be around. The flu's still around. But if enough people are immune to it, you don't really worry about it as much. It's not going to cause nearly as many hospitalizations and ultimately not nearly as many deaths.
Well, we appreciate your time and input as always, Doc. Stay safe. Thank you.
You as well. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Doc.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.